and at the risk of restating the obvious, before his meeting with Christ, the blind man had never seen anything. Everything was dark. He had to guess at things, to explore them by touch, and use his imagination. He had no clear, authentic image of anything. And then he met Christ, and Christ opened his eyes. And so, what was the first thing this man saw? It was the face of Christ, his gaze. The face of God become man, the divine gaze that was full of attention and compassionate love that rested on him alone out of the whole crowd. And straight away, he came face to face with the living God and encountered a miracle, one that continues to this day and astonishes us, the fact that God can focus his attention on each one of us, just as on a lost sheep, and not pay attention to the crowd, or so we think, but see each one of us as an individual, unique person. And after that, the man probably surveyed everything around him, and what he had known by description, by hearsay, he could perceive in reality. Now I see. And you see, it happens today also. It can happen to all of us. Like the man born blind, most of us live most of our lives on alms. In our lives, we sit like beggars by the road and hold out a hand in the hope that someone will notice and perhaps give us something to sustain us for a little while at any rate. Such help may come in the form of a friendly gaze, a pleasant word spoken to us, or a kindness done to us. But often we're still by the roadside, blind and begging for help. Let's contrast this with the situation where Christ was passing another blind man, Bartimaeus. This man didn't wait for the Savior to come up to him and ask him if he wanted to be saved, if he wanted his sight. No, Bartimaeus, as soon as he sensed something unusual was happening in the noisy crowd, and in answer to the question was told who was passing by, he began to shout for help. Now, it was true that people tried to stop him, and it was probably true that a slight doubt may have crept into his mind. And was it worth shouting? Was it worth calling for help? Would the Lord hear or respond to such a need as his? Well, as we know, Bartimaeus continued to clamor for help because his suffering was so great and his need was so desperate. He was prepared to push past people and fight through the crowd in order to reach God and be heard by him. You know, in our lives, it's hard to understand. If only we could realize how blind all too often we really are. If only we could realize that our knowledge of life, not only eternal life, but this earthly life, depends almost entirely on what we hear from others and what little we see dimly and ghostly because we're blind or not immediately cured by Christ. We see things in a mist. If only we could remember what the Savior tells us about the beauty and the glory of both eternal life and this earthly life. If we remembered these things, we would not be satisfied with our blindness. If that were true, we would earnestly try to detain Christ, to take hold of him, that he might pierce us with his gaze and speak his holy and life-giving words to us. If we seize the moment and tried to hold on to Christ, we might then see the astonishing beauty of his face, the great beauty of that divine gaze that casts upon us with mercy and compassion and tenderness. Sadly, we use our earthly eyes so easily, but we see little, and that superficially. So let us seek that vision that when our hearts become bright and pure is the divine vision. It is no accident that our Lord said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And in that brilliance of God's presence, may we take a moment to see each other. Everyone made in the image and likeness of God, and illumined by God's love. Each one of us, in the depths of our soul, shining with the glory of eternal life. Let us ask for this divine grace, expecting not just alms, but the surrender of our whole life through love, so that we too may receive that divinely inspired sight. That from him and through him, we might also see the kingdom of heaven that's revealed here upon the earth. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom, that guarded always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to